you could complete this sentence, 2017 will be better for the Vikings than 2016 because...
Because it can't possibly all happen again to this team. And because this season, I think, a lot of times can be something that you build upon. You, the old whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I've seen it with teams before where you say, look at everything that happened to us last year, and yet we were still there. So imagine what happens if you don't go through that stuff, and you get the stuff, and you build on the stuff, and you continue to improve. That's why I think that they'll be back.
Because they'll be able to block. I think that'll be, I would expect the offensive line to be a lot better. You know, I'm sure they'll address it in a couple different ways, but main thing is, you know, guys will be healthy. And that's a pretty huge deal. And just the ability, you know, when the offensive line is not working, you just can't do anything. And so, like, it's great that, for instance, Sam Bradford was completing, God, it seemed like 80% of his passes. On the other hand, you'd like to take more deep shots. You'd like to expand it. Even there's a lot of different things you'd like to do. You just weren't able to because of injuries. And I think that's the one thing that I would expect to be improved.
Because they'll stay healthier. There's no way that they're going to deal with the same sorts of, I mean, I don't want to jinx them or anything, but like it's pretty unlikely that they would deal with the same sort of injury problems that they had in 2016.
2017 will be better for the Vikings than 2016 because?
Teddy Bridgewater would be back.
Gosh, I'm thinking of because they keep Adrian Peterson. Because their quarterbacks are going to be incredible. Quarterbacks, right?
Well, first of all, hopefully you're not going to lose a quarterback 2 days before the preseason opener. And I also think that it would be pretty unlikely that you would have as many offensive line injuries as the Vikings did a year ago. I think that all that really fit together along with Norv's resignation. That made things a lot more difficult for them. I still think they've got a really good nucleus in terms of their defense. I think that it'll be interesting to see what direction Shurmur takes the offense. Certainly Bradford's always been a quick strike sort of a quarterback, a lot of short passing game. You know, how you're going to be able to get some of those young receivers more involved, what becomes of Laquon Treadwell. Well, that's one of the questions. You know, what happens to running back? There's a lot of things that you have to be able to answer here, but I think that the confluence of circumstances the Vikings went through a year ago, without even mentioning what Mike Zimmer went through from a health perspective, you're not going to get that particularly often in the NFL.